Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now when the leper saw that Jesus had healed him, he immediately returned to the place of his encounter with Jesus. And finding him there, he fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Beloved brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, he returned, did he, the leper, as you do this day, to give him thanks. For not to return, as did the others, were not 10 cleansed, inquired Jesus? Where are the 9? Not to return is to fail to perceive the true significance of that all-important moment, of the all-important person of Jesus, who restores to life the living dead. Was no one found to return to give praise to God except this alien, this foreigner, inquires our Lord? Dear foreigners, now no more. Dear brothers and sisters, you are here. You're back. Of course you are. After all, what else is there for one to do other than to return and give him thanks for the gift of life itself? This you do, and others with you. For even when the rest of life often fails to offer much in the way of reasons to be thankful, whatever else God may or may not grant, this, the gift of life, he has granted and always will grant to those who trust in him. So you come, and you pray, and you praise, and you give thanks, just as the leper did. For like him, what will you have? For like him, what you have and what you know is everything. And what you know is that the great physician of soul and body has made you well, has restored to life the living dead. For not to come and not to give thanks is to do more than just to neglect the significance of your healing. Not to come and not to give thanks is to contradict its very purpose. You were not healed of your sin sickness. Your flesh was not made whole so that you might subsequently go on your merry way as did the others. To be healed is to return, is to belong to the healer. The others had gotten what they wanted, or so they thought. But the true significance of the all-important moment, of the all-important person, of the Jesus who restores to life the living dead, all of this was lost on them because it was lost by them. So think this day on the one, on this one, the only one, who when he saw that Jesus had healed him, returned to give thanks to God, and with a loud voice glorified him. For he, that one, was a Samaritan, an outsider. And if he had access, if one outsider has access, then every outsider may have access through the same Jesus, whose baptismal waters even now still make others well, and whose subsequent nourishing keeps us all to the day of his returning, when the troubles of this life will trouble us no more, when finally his healing work will know its end. Shall life's troubles, shall all that assails us each day of our lives, and there is much that assails us, this world's brokenness, so evident in the everyday experiences of the sons of men, will that so cloud our minds so terribly that ours becomes the trouble of recalling, of perceiving rightly with thanks and praise that hidden glory that is our present possession of the life of the age to come, which has come, comes, and is come to come again, that all the faithful might finally see not life's leprosy, but our brotherhood with him who is the life of the age to come. He came, he comes, He is to come again. So return to Him, embrace Him, thank Him, and praise Him in all of your doings, today, tomorrow, and every day. For doing so, you are making sure that your faith has made you well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.